your constituents should be proud of the crew and the work that they've done. That being said, you have work to do. A lot of what I'm pointing out is maintenance stuff. There are some maintenance things, and I know Devin has already started on some of this. I was able, fortunately able to get the work items to him quickly, and I think he's already started. So I do, you know, want to thank the county for everything they're doing. If you have issues, I put Matt Geiger's number in there. He is the bridge engineer in Springfield. And I know Devin has it, and they communicate, you know, as needed. So with that being said, I have one more item we need to talk about, because we just need to talk about it. It's not in the report, but I have to mention it. During the inspection, well, you guys just completed work on Round Mountain, okay, the bridge over Bull Creek. And during the inspection, I found some things that I had questions about. I went out, I've been doing this a while, so I look at things differently than some people. So I noticed during inspection, it looked like there was some questions in the center span. It's a 110-foot long span. It looked like the deck was unusually thick in the center of the span. And so I started measuring. The bridge is planned with an 8.5-inch thick deck, okay, at least on the edges. So 8.5-inch thick deck. I measured the bridge in that center span. The deck thickness goes from, about 9.5 to 12 inches, 9.5 over the piers, and it goes to, in the center, it's up to 12 inches, so, which is a concern. We went out, Devin assisted, his crew assisted, we went out and measured the what we could on the girders in that center span, because it looks like the outer girders look like they're sagging. It happens sometimes. They're intended to have what's a positive camber. Basically, they're intended to be arched. When they're finished, it's intended to have a 1-inch positive camber. Okay. Based on the measurements that I took, and these were not survey quality measurements. We set up a level and we measured up from there. It appears to have the south girder appears to have about a 1.8 negative camber. So it's got a sag of about 1.8 inches. So the north girder has a sag of about 1 inch. So on that south girder, we've just got some, I mean, both of them, both the exterior girders, and we couldn't measure the interior girder at the time, but we did get the north and the south, the exterior girders. So we've asked Great River to provide some information. They were going to come out and do a full-blown survey on this thing, and we've asked for some information on this. The bridge is designed, when the bridge is designed, they include additional thickness, deck thickness, for future overlays. When they rate a structure, they always include 2 to 3 inches. On this one, they included 3 inches of additional deck thickness in the calculations, so that if a county or if an entity had to come out and do something to the bridge, they would have some leeway. It wouldn't have to be load posted or something of that nature. They had to come out and resurface it. So that being the case, we're still waiting on some results from Great River on that. We just think we need some clarification as to the actual load rating capacity of this bridge. You know, we had some concerns, and we need some clarification from that. not showing any signs of problems. So I did get up close and personal with all of the, with these both these exterior girders. We got up there and I marked them each of them every 10 feet. And during that process, there's no indication of any cracks in the girders that you know you might expect. So not sure what happened during construction. I don't know. That's part of the clarification we need from Great River. So we're still waiting on that.
I appreciate your thoroughness on this. We are on air, so I feel like I need to ask these questions. Are you saying the plans, did the plans show that for it to be thicker at that time? Or are you saying that it was built, not
the
according to?
The plans did not show it to be thicker. It okay. was built. So, and again, I'm only speculating here as to what may have occurred. So I'd rather not speculate. Okay. Get information. Great River, I believe, was had the inspector on site. They were in charge of inspecting this project. It's my understanding. So I think it's important to get that information from them.
And they did. But Devin, was MoDOC not there also? No.
On the final walk.
They would do the final walk.
Oh, yeah. So MoDOC did the walk that final day. It was Great River and MoDOC.
Yeah, they just do. They do
but
a final
MoDOC
walk.
But MoDOC did not do an inspection.
They do not do. They may do a periodic when the reinforcing is in place. They just do a periodic inspection, and I'm not sure. They typically don't do a regular inspection on those.
Okay.
I mean, it's infrequent when you have a consultant doing the day-to-day inspection.
Okay.
MoDOC, yeah. So we just do a. So again, we're waiting on that. We're waiting for some clarification on that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Other than that, that's pretty much all I have.
Dave, you got a correction here that needs to change?
Oh, gosh, I do. On those scour action. I apologize. I've got your predecessor's name on those two scour actions.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Thank you for pointing that out. I'm hoping, actually, those scour action plans are very short-lived.
Right.
So if you don't mind, I won't make that correction just for the purpose of, Devin is going to go out. I know he's already got plans to make repairs to those.
Yeah, okay.
Those are just, the substructure got rated to a 3. It's kind of we need to follow up with a scour action plan. So I'm hoping that those go away by next year. You know, these repairs get made. Devin sends pictures up to Laura Campbell, who's works in our bridge section, or Matt Geiger, and you know these things get we can terminate those scour action plans. So, but other than that, I do appreciate the help of your crew and your support of them. It's obvious you guys want good bridges. You're doing the things right, and I appreciate it. It makes my job a lot easier.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
any
your time, sir.
Any other questions?
I have none.
Okay.
And you showed your appreciation for what a job they do. We were meeting the other day. I must say that we have a project going, and we had an engineer there that was apprehensive of our road and bridge crew, and she praised our crew that she was very impressed with her road and bridge crew on a project on 76.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys very much. That's all we have on the agenda for down here. It's 9:55. We'll be in recess. We are scheduled to be upstairs for roundtable.